Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. You are in the middle of a three-part series called Summer Strategy, and I am talking all things visibility, growth, hacking the summer system, if you will. And I am loving it. I'm actually really loving the response to this too. I may have to do more series. I did one earlier in the episode. Well, I did one earlier in our podcast. It was a two-part series, but this happens to be a three-part series with an episode number 39. Episode 38. Episode 38 is really what I talked to you about, why I'm doing this summer series. And episode 39, if you haven't listened to it yet, you don't have to per se listen to them in order. I'm really just diving into three things that help me stay focused and moving forward while still enjoying my summer. Because if you know me, I'm doing the things that they are not doing. And they pretty much means my competition or anybody that I need to get in front of. Because I like to win. So last week I talked about, and actually it wasn't a full week ago, but last episode I talked about my number one thing. It's in no particular order, of course. I talked about three things that I really lean into, and not only my own strategy for the summer, but with my clients as well. And the first thing was about creating the actual strategy. We had to do a little investigation, right? We had to go back 6 months, a little time travel action. You know, I love me some time travel. We had to figure out what the goals were that we set, where we are today with those goals, and do we need to make some adjustments? Then I talked a little bit about breaking out the big guns, right? And that's hiring a coach. And yes, I am one of those big guns. I want you to hire me. Let's do a strategy session. Let's do a summer strategy session before it gets too far into summer and you're like, what's the point, right? So there's always a point, because is it ever really late? Because even if it's the last day of summer and you're like, I want in on your summer strategy sessions, because this is a promotion. Let's be honest, this pricing does not happen all year round. It's summertime only. Because I want you to get into the mindset that we can enjoy our summer while still progressing our goals forward. We can find a job in the summer. We can get promoted in the summer. We can write a book in the summer. We can book stages in the summer. We can do all the things we want to do in the summer. We don't have to take summer off. We are not in elementary school. Like, we don't get kicked out of business or of brand or of goals June 26th, right? We just don't. We still get to build momentum in our business, even if our buyers and our customers are not in the zone of buying and strategizing. Like, listen, I don't book a lot of stages over the summer. I'm lying. I book stages. I don't actually physically get on stages a lot over the summer because their events are in the fall, right? Wait till September, kids go back to school. And then end of September, October, November, I am like booked like crazy for trainings, LinkedIn trainings, personal branding trainings for HR teams and for salespeople, real estate groups. Like, I am super, super packed. When do you think I booked those? Do you think I just booked them like the week before? No, I booked them in the summer because I'm going hard. I'm going hard because I'm going places and I've got goals and I'm not letting off the gas just because the sun is shining, but I'm still going to enjoy the sun. So this week, if you couldn't tell, I want to talk about my second strategy. That's a huge part of what I do in the summer to stay laser focused and still building momentum while not getting caught up in the, I don't have a sale, right? So of course I sell things over the summer. I'm usually booking these strategy sessions, 90 minutes, a phenomenal opportunity. I do sometimes two a freaking day. Like, it's amazing. And of course I've got my LinkedIn clients, my done for you in a day LinkedIn stuff. And so I'm still busy in the summer, but it's a little slower, right? It's a little slower because people are chilling, but I try not to stress too much about not bringing in the same amount or having the same results I may have had in the spring or the winter even because it's summer. But you know what I can do? Switch up the metrics a little bit, right? So over the summer, of course, I still have a monetary goal that I like to hit. But actually, what I like to do is grow my LinkedIn, grow my Instagram, connect to more people, have fabulous coffee chats, meet new people, get my face out there more, get people talking. That is my biggest visibility strategy for summer, is to get people talking about me, talking about LinkedIn, talking about my strategy, talking about you need to work with her. Now, no matter what your goal is, you want people talking about you in order to help you achieve it. So let's say your goal is, maybe it's not business, right? I mean, I know I got a lot of business owners here, but let's assume you're a job seeker, because I also know I've got a huge network that wants to, that are employees and want to climb that corporate ladder even in the summer. Here's what I would do. I would do what the person next to you isn't doing. So if they're taking a long walk on their lunch break, I take a smaller walk when other people are doing things. And then on the lunch break, I'd be working through them because I've already taken a small break and I'll take a second small break later. It does depend on your office and if there's different rules of what you can and can't do. I never liked leaving for an hour in the middle of the day because it would take me out of my flow, right? So I never did that. When my office mates and HR were going for a walk or running errands or just quote unquote getting out of the office, I would do that, but I would do that at like 10:30 or 11 for like 15 minutes. I'd go for a quick lap around the building, or I'd walk to my car and be like, oh, I need 5 minutes. I forgot, you know, something in my car. I'd go outside. Nobody's in the parking lot. Nobody's out walking, right? It's just me. I'd get some fresh air, get a little boost, because it's almost like eating small meals versus eating one big meal. I need the little small boost of energy to keep me sustained throughout the day. So if I was still an employee, thank Jesus that I'm not. If I was still an employee, I would take a 15 minute break, maybe 2 to 3 times a day. And then of course I would eat food. I definitely eat food. Mama needs her lunch. But it wouldn't be a huge sit down meal, escape from my work. I don't like to break the flow. Like, that's too much for me. I like little breaks. So no matter what your goals are, say you are trying to climb the corporate ladder, by not taking this long lunch break when everybody else does, you could answer emails, you can reply to things, you can boost a project, you could, whatever your job is, crunch some numbers. So when your boss and your boss's boss get back from lunch, the first email they see is yours with results. Oh my God, can you imagine? Like, I had a team working for me, and say I get back from lunch and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling kind of tired, oh, lunch, blah, or I'm feeling refreshed, whatever my feeling is. And I come back, I sit at my desk and I open up the email to start doing something. And I see an email from one of my team members and it says results from X, Y, and Z. Oh, I like results. Boom, let me click on that. Oh, Sarah spent the last half hour diving into something I asked her to do this morning when I asked 4 people to do it. And Sarah's the only one that gave me results during the lunchtime. When all those other girls went out and got lunch, Sarah gave me the results I needed. I was like, wow. Like, I remember it like it was yesterday. And it is clearly it's a true story. But like, I remember thinking like, good for her. Or good for me. Good for me, actually, because I had what I needed for my meeting that was later in the day. And if I didn't get an email yet with some results in about an hour or so when they got back from lunch, I would have to remind them, hey, don't forget, I need X, Y, and Z. I've got my meeting at 2. I need to be prepared for it, whatever. And they would be like, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. You'll have it by, you know, 1:30. Nope, I already had it. Sarah gave it to me. Thank you. So guess who I'm going to look at when it comes time for promotion time? Mm-hmm. It's going to be Sarah, right? Not because she skipped lunch, because I don't want her skipping lunch, but it's the timing, right? It's adjusting the timing to do the work when nobody else is. Now, you could be thinking, while you're on that 15-minute break, Kelly could have been submitting the things. Yeah, sure, maybe. Absolutely. Maybe she could have. More than likely, it's not going to happen, right? Because you know what's happening in your office. So when I say do what they're not doing, you need to assess what they are doing and where the little nuggets and pockets of opportunity are for you to take advantage to shine a light on you, right? So mine was just an example, but even in my business, over the summer, I network twice as hard on LinkedIn. I'm doing coffee chats, poolside chats, like call it what you will. I'm putting out content like crazy. I'm doing live videos. I'm interviewing people on my live show. Like there's so many things that I'm doing that my competition isn't. They're rinsing and repeating. They're repurposing their content. Nope, all my shit's original. I'm going hard with new ideas, looking amazing. So when it comes, when they come back with a vengeance, I already have the clients. Like I already got them. And think about it too. Let's use a different example. You're looking to lose a little bit of weight, right? I use this because I feel like it's an easy example. And over the summer, you're slacking off a little. Nope. This is, you're drinking a little more Coronas and they're not the Corona Lights. Anyway, you know what I'm getting at here. I'm not going to go on a tangent, I promise. So do what they're not doing is the hugest piece of my strategy. And what I'm doing in the second biggest piece of my strategy is increasing visibility. It's networking, connecting, putting my face out there, being seen, letting people know what my goals are. Of course, I'm not slowing down. We talked about that last episode, but really this is increasing the visibility. This is the biggest piece I want to really like hammer in today is get on LinkedIn if you're not already. Oh, please, friend. I have a strategy session for LinkedIn too. Super easy. We could do a 2-for-1 if you want, like a LinkedIn strategy with a whatever else strategy you want to do. Connect with people. See what they're doing out there. Leave DMs, leave voice memos. Oh my God, my claim to fame is voice memos, people. That's how I got so many followers. I give them my voice. Can you imagine getting, there's two people on LinkedIn. One sends you a random like book with all these words and you're like, no, thank you. And there's one little voice memo that's 45 seconds and it's a blue line. And you're like, oh, who's that? What's she got to say? And it's, hey, thanks for connecting on LinkedIn. I'm Miranda, blah, 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 blah. You'll listen to that whole 45 seconds and everything I have to say and maybe be uplifted a little bit and be like, huh, I'm cute. That's curious. Let me see who this Miranda person is. Let me click on her LinkedIn. Oh, it says she just wrote a book. Let me check out her book. Let me buy her book. This looks amazing. So visibility, people. I can't stress it enough and I don't need to extend this any longer. I think you get it. Double down on your networking, your connecting, and your visibility. Get out there. And if you need a strategy for visibility, this is what my summer strategy sessions are all about. They're helping you to be seen, to shine a light on your awesomeness, and achieve the goals you have for yourself. Let's sit down. Let's figure out a strategy. We can do it while having a cocktail by your pool if you want. Just invite me over. So far, you've got two of my secrets to my summer strategy awesomeness, how I progress forward, how I stay focused and continue to build momentum even in the summer while enjoying the beautiful weather. I create the strategy, call in the big guns if I have to. And number two is I network and connect more than ever. I double down on visibility. So when people do pop on LinkedIn or do pop on Instagram, they're going to see my face. And when it's time for them to take action, they're going to think of me. And I hope that you do as well. So friends, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. You are in the middle of a 3-part series. It starts on episode 38, 39, 40, and 41's coming. So if you're loving all of this, if you're interested in a strategy session, find me on Instagram at miranda.vonfricken. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn. Find me at Miranda Von Fricken. DM me strategy. I'll know exactly what you're talking about. I'll send you a calendar link. It'll be amazing. I can't wait to hear from you and to help you crush your summer goals. All right, friends. Until next week, continue to be awesome.